Blog Talk Radio.
We invite you to listen to the Crystal Chanel Show every Sunday on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen in from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The call-in number is 347-850-8557. That's 347-850-8557. Listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/The Crystal Chanel Show and check out our website at www.crystalchanelministries.com. That's crystalchanelministries.com.
This is our song and prayer, Lord, hear us, yeah. Lord, hear us, yeah. This is our song of worship, oh, this is our song of worship, Lord, hear our prayer and hear our pray. Hear our voices rise up to you. Hear our
afternoon, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. I am hoping that you guys are having a wonderful, wonderful Sunday afternoon. And just want to say thank you so much for your patience. We were having a little bit of technical difficulty, and who knows that the devil is always busy, but it's all good because we always have a master plan behind what he's trying to do. So thank you so much again for tuning in, and I am just overjoyed today and excited to have my dear friend Wanda Hollis in the studio with me. Wanda, are you there?
I am.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much for tuning in and tuning in with the Crystal Chanel Show, honey. I'm telling you, behind the scenes, I am sweating.
Woo-tie.
You know, the worst thing that I hate, Wanda, is to definitely, you know, start the show late. So I was like, oh, my God. I mean, I was in panic mode for some reason there. I don't know what was going on. But anyway, we're in, so I'm super excited. And just want to just start off, Wanda, just again saying thank you for, you know, joining me on today. And I am going to let you start off telling the listening audience, who is Wanda D. Hollis?
Wow. Okay. I can handle that. First, let me say thank you, sweet Crystal, for just inviting me on. You know,
you're
to
so
share opportunity. I'm really excited about it, and I could imagine that you were a little frazzled a second ago. So,
girl, I'm pulling my locks out. Do you hear me?
Let's just take a deep breath. You know, let's just breathe. Because when all of that was going on, I just was sitting here all patient. You know, just like patiently just waiting, because you know that's how life is, and Well, my testimony is, I'm just gonna give you the quick version, a little bit of who I am. I'm just a simple gal, born in a little town called Jackson, Michigan. I grew up in Detroit, and it's kind of ironic. My mom was visiting in Jackson when she gave birth to me.
Wow.
Teenage mother, and I have two brothers. I never knew my dad, so I celebrated that because my mother, she was just a phenomenal woman in teaching me that, you know, I was beautiful, smart, and I could do anything. And those are definitely the things that I've stood on, you know, and I continue to stand on. I have two children. Grandchildren that I absolutely adore. When people ask me, what do? I say, I am a full-time granny, because to me, that's just what life is all about, being able to play and roll around and drop positive messages in my little ones, you know. That it's no words can describe the feeling. Along with that, I am a business owner, entrepreneurial spirit. I think growing up, I was raised by my grandparents, and in that environment, you know, they were self-employed, and so just kind of like always stuck, you know, that position of just needing to own what you do and take that responsibility. So, There's just so much layers to my life, and I'm just here standing today just out of the commitment that I'm not willing to give up.
That's it.
And you know how that is, because, you know, life is just full of challenges and situations, and, you know, just a strong belief in a greater power than myself. The reason why I stand, and you know, I'm just happy to be alive, happy to be here. I'm a writer, I'm a motivational speaker, spoken word artist, recorded spoken word artist, and I just embrace life. You know, so me, if you meet me, you're going to get some good energy, positivity, spirit, you know, positive spirit, loving. I just want everybody to just tap it, tap their full potential, be happy in whatever you define your happiness, you know. So, you know, I can go on and on, Ms. Crystal.
But I know you can.
I will share this, you know. My journey of writing, I want to talk about that real quickly. I've been a writer all my life. I was on the school newspaper. I went to school. I was studying journalism, and then I dropped out, and I decided to go into business, which was my first network marketing experience, which was an awesome, awesome opportunity. Mm-hmm. But for me, writing was so personal. You know, I never shared it. It was just, I would write through some situations that I was going through. So that was my writing journey. And I've written for years and years and years. And then about maybe like 10 years ago, I decided to share some of the things that I was writing about. And it touched people in such a way that it gave me the courage, and it also freed a lot of people. So I said, you know, maybe I'm on to something. And my niche is poetry. However, I do write instructional books, and, you know, I've started a line of children's books. So I'm just, you know, just being me.
And that's so exciting. Just to ask, I know you said that you're writing children's books. Have you completed any children's books just thus far?
No, I started, and I should say I have some completed that I finished, but it's not published.
Okay.
They're not published. I actually, from the birth of my first granddaughter is when that inspired me to write, because I would write stories about her. You know, like Nadia, play nicely, you know, just trying to teach her how to play, you know, nice, and Nadia's first day of school. So, you know, it was this little thing centered around her.
Okay. And that's awesome. I mean, definitely I think that's very powerful to be able to write books about your family members, whether or not it's your mom, dad, sister, brother, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, whatever the case is. I just feel that that's very inspirational. So I'm excited and can't wait for you to complete those books. And, of course, have you as one of my authors for my Meet the Authors event. I'm super excited because we're going to set your date for that particular event very, very soon. Also, I mean, just to talk a little bit about your book, I Am Enough, which I think is a very powerful, powerful topic and title. So let me just ask you, Wanda, what made you think of the title I Am Enough?
Wow. Okay. 2012, I did an image album. And in the first page of the image album, I wrote, I am enough, hundreds of times on that first page.
Wow.
Now, there was a journey of that, because that was not the original title of the book.
Mm-hmm.
But somewhere, I guess I implanted that subconsciously, because I came back to title the book, and I said, you know what, this is what the title was going to be. But I had actually written that title out in 2012 when I did that original journal, that image album. Now, I Am Enough to me represents us knowing that we are enough. We can do anything, we can do all things, we don't have to compare ourselves to anyone. We don't have to look for validation. We can just stand up with that, looking face to face in the mirror and say, I am enough. So whatever it is, whether it's starting that new business, losing weight, finding that man, losing that man, you know, Whatever,
right.
Whatever it is.
Exactly. I know that many of us can relate in that you're speaking on right now, Wanda. I am enough and absolutely very, very powerful. Go ahead and continue.
Yeah. Well, that's it. You know, and I say that I am enough. Crystal has grown into a movement. You know, it started out as a book title. It actually started out as a slogan in my company under our sister circle. So, you know, I branded these T-shirts. And then from there, it was like, okay, this right here is so, I get back on the street. People are drawn to that statement, you know.
Right.
So it has taken on a life all of its own. And
right.
I'm saying, okay, we're fine. So that's what, you know, I'm referred to now as the I am enough lady sometimes.
know, I am enough lady. I love it. I love
you
it.
Know,
before you continue, Wanda, I want to just, I am actually periscoping live the show. So there are people that are on Periscope, and of course they said that they can hear me, but they can't hear you. And of course that's the case because you're not physically here with me. Wanda
right.
D. Hollis is actually on the air, and she's actually calling in. She actually has her show right after mine, so she couldn't be in the studio with me. But if you are interested in definitely listening to the show, if you're out there on Periscope, please feel free to dial in at 347-850-8557. Please press 1 if you have any questions or comments for Ms. Wanda D. Hollis or myself, and I will make sure I definitely get you into the studio. Also, again, I am on Periscope under Crystal Chanel. That's KRISTLESHANELL. And also, you can listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/The Crystal Chanel Show. Again, the dial-in number is 347-850-8557. Please feel free to call in now. And if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to press 1. We'll make sure we get you in the studio. All right, Wanda, just very quickly, I'm going to just take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Are you in the market for a complimentary facial treatment, lip treatment, or hand treatment? Then Crystal Chanel can help. If you would like to host a Mary Kay party, or you would just like to purchase something for yourself or someone else, maybe a friend or relative, please visit www.marykay.com/crystaljenkins or call 770-715-7949. That's 770-715-7949 to book your appointment or to place your order today. If your New Year's resolution was to get back in shape this year, well, Lifetime Fitness in Johns Creek can help. So be sure to get your results and call Adam at 678-722-5912 if you would like a free pass to the gym or would like to get information on how to join this awesome gym. And tell them the Crystal Chanel Show sent you. 11555 Johns Creek Parkway in Johns Creek, Georgia, 30097. GPS it and get your information today.
All right. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. Tap the screen, Periscope. Let me know. Give me hearts. Let me know that you can definitely hear me. Someone said that they were not able to hear me, so I want to make sure that you are able to hear me on Periscope. Okay, so we'll continue on. I see some more people calling in, so thank you so much for joining us. I am actually on the air with Wanda D. Hollis, and Wanda D. Hollis is an author, an entrepreneur, a everythingpreneur. How about that? So I just wanted to go ahead and get back started with the interview, and you guys, I'm going to actually log off of Periscope really quick and get back on, and hopefully you'll be able to hear me once I get back on Periscope. But we'll continue on. Wanda, let me just ask you, do you actually have any conferences that you do with I Am Enough? I think that the topic and the title of your book is so powerful. I feel that that needs to be a conference, a workshop, or whatever.
I totally agree. And actually, we'll be starting that up in the upcoming year. We're working on something now. But I do listening parties of where I go around in private settings and women's groups and stuff like that, and it's very powerful because it's intimate, you know.
Okay.
And I share the pieces from the book, and we just, you know, take some powwow time for one another.
Right. And we as women, I think that we need to support each other a little bit more. And I mean, just everybody in general, but definitely, especially for our African-American community, because I see, you know, a lot of times, you know, people are so focused on just themselves and not interested in partnering up with their sisters or doing the event or whatever the case is with their sisters. And I just can't wait to see us come together a little bit more. There's a lot of people that actually, you know, do and would agree with me on that. But I know there's a lot of people out there also that, you know, have probably experienced the same thing that I'm talking about.
Right. And I totally agree with you because, you know, that's one of my big things. I like doing collaborations with like-minded individuals because I think we can reach more people together, you know, be more effective if we get together and do things as a unit. Mm-hmm. Everybody, we don't need to have, you know, everyone doesn't need to start at their own group. We can just group up.
Right. Right,
know?
Collaboration. Mm-hmm. And
you
I totally agree.
Yeah, so I totally, I'm always open for that, always kind of looking for the right type of connection. So, yeah, totally agree with you.
Awesome, and I can't wait for us to have that opportunity to where we're doing something together. So that's going to be in the making as well very soon, you guys. So just stay tuned. Me and my sister got a lot planned, so we'll get there sooner or later, either this year or next year, but it's going to come together.
Absolutely.
Awesome, awesome. Now, I know that you do a lot of things. You know, you're an author, you're an entrepreneur, you know, helping out with the Boys and Girls Club, things of that nature. But if you had to choose one particular thing, what would it be? Like, which would you choose? Would it be being an author? Would it be being a business owner? Would it be, you know, a writer? Or, you know, tell me a little bit more about that.
If one thing, it would be speaking, doing just only motivational speaking.
Okay.
That would be it.
Okay.
Because
awesome.
I really like reaching out and new people and that connection. Because I really, when someone comes to me and say, hey, I want to do X, Y, Z, I really want to able to help them develop whatever it is, whether it's pointing them in the right direction, giving them that encouragement, keeping them on track. And I like the fact that I can get up in front of, you know, an audience or individuals or whatever, a community, and just say, hey, you can do this, whatever it is, because we don't have to believe that we are limited. We don't have to believe that, you know. So that's truly what I would just stand around, because I do that all the time. I mean, it's just natural. It doesn't matter whether I'm at a restaurant and I ask the waitress, you know, hey, what you got going on in your life? And they looking at me like, what? Like, what is this? This is it. I know you're doing something else. And they'd be like, well, yes, I am. I said, well, tell me about it. You know?
Right.
So I get into there, and I got new best friends. You know, they're telling me what days to come and what chef is the better chef. And they're giving me all the inside.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. Now, Wanda, I know that you know, are, you're a poet. So, of course, spoken word artists, you know, people have different terminology for it. But I know you wrote poetry in your book, I Am Enough. Would you like to share one of your pieces with us this evening?
Well, I certainly can, and it would be appropriate to share. I'll share the title, the title piece. It's called
okay,
I Am
awesome.
Now. Now, I do want to warn everybody, and you and everybody's listening, it is a little long, but not too long. But just get comfortable, okay?
Okay.
Get comfortable, and we'll just go for it, okay?
Okay.
The title is I Am Enough. Now, I've heard it said before that we work on our dreams so we can thrive. If not, we'll work on someone else's, and then we'll die. Let me introduce myself to you. I am Wanda D. Hollis. The D is for Denise, a name given to me by my grandmother. But, you know, originally my first name was supposed to be Denise until my great-grandmother walked into the room and she said that she wanted me to be named Wanda. And in our family, seniority does matter, so there you have it. I am Wanda Denise Hollis. Now, some of my close friends and family call me WD, and others refer to me as Wanda D. But either way, I'm just passing through. You see, I came by to inspire you, to live beyond your dreams, to go past the clouds and travel on Mars if that's what you so desire to do. I truly believe in you. Your vision and hopes are seeds planted in you, put there for a reason, perfectly designed just for you. I believe that the universe is simply waiting on you. You see, I didn't always know that truth until one day I woke up and I saw my greatness. It was staring me back. It's that echo. It gave me the courage to believe and see what others had seen in me, what others had encouraged me to be. You see, I didn't feel like I was good enough. So I dabbled around and played with my dreams and talents, didn't think that I could make the cut. And then I discovered that I am enough. I am enough. And not because I live life so perfectly. No, no, I often break the rules. But it's because I finally decided to take the shackles off, determined to take the shackles off of my voice, my hand, and my heart, celebrating freedom, knowing and believing that I am enough. I am free to be all, yes, all that God has planned and planted just for me. And like a bird that soars with no instructions, it just comes naturally. For my gift is to inspire you through these words, and I truly hope you comprehend that my only mission is to encourage you. Let me ask you four questions. One, what are your desires? Two, what is that thing? You know, that thing that burns inside of you. And three, what is that thing that nags you? And four, what is that dream? You know, that dream that used to ride with you. I am here to tell you, I am here to encourage you, I am here to let you know that it's not too late to take that dream off the shelf, give birth, let it kiss the earth, and then spread it as though it was a dessert. I am enough. I am enough, and you are enough, too. We win together, woven in the tapestry of love. It is the thread, and we are the bread that feeds the masses. It's our gift that changes classes. Don't take the semester off. School is still in session. And with the strength of Malcolm X, Dr. King, and Harriet Tubman, Langston Hughes and my ancestors, strength, pride, and tenacity, and with the capacity running through my veins, for the magnitude of my vision does not compete with fame. It encompasses all that I am. No price tag or expiration date. It is the energy from the universe that impregnates me to deliver my imprint on you in a very unique way. You see, I am enough, and you are enough too if you choose to believe. Now, I recall when I was a little girl, my mama told me that I was smart, beautiful, and I could do anything I wanted to do. those words have played over and over and over again in my mind, but more importantly in my heart. Just took me a little while to understand the totality of the sound. I'll say it again. It just took me a little while to understand the totality of the sound. But here I stand ready, willing to take my mountain and move on to new ground. And though the soil may be hard and work involved, I would only disappoint you if I didn't show up to bless you. It's my duty to prove to you that the greatest person you see is your reflection, and it always stands back at you. I am enough. You are enough. Yes, you, and you too. Now live knowing and believing there is nothing, absolutely nothing that you can't do. Why? Because together we are more than enough. Say it. I am
enough. I love it. I love
Thank
it.
You.
And I'm hoping that the listening audience was able to truly, you know, just breathe the poetry that was read to you on just now. So for the people, again, that are on Periscope, I know that you're not able to hear my guests. However, I am interviewing Wanda D. Hollis, and she's an author. She's an entrepreneur. And I say everythingpreneur. I just made up my own word, you guys. So if you would like to call in and listen to the show, please feel free to call 347-850-8557. Again, the number is 347-850-8557. Please feel free to press 1, and you can ask questions, or you could also if you have a comment, feel free to press 1 and we'll get you into the studio. For the people that are currently already on the air, please press 1 and we'll be more than happy to have you speak to Wanda D. Hollins. Now, Wanda, I know that you have, you're the founder of Walking Through the Storm. Tell us a little bit more about Walking Through the Storm. Again, another powerful title.
Well, Walking Through the Storm, we are a lifestyle development and training company, and our focus is to help people get their business on track, whether it's, I should say this, we do three things very well, and that's event marketing, we do business development, which we help you in that create a long-term vision. And we also do personal and business coaching. My passion is for accountability coaching because I really feel and know that we all have to submit our plans to someone else in order to be held accountable. And when you're in business and when you're trying to do it by yourself, it's kind of it's very hard if you don't have anyone to answer to. And you can
absolutely
get on track, you know, to start that stop and go method or whatever. And because my background is so vast, but I did a lot of sales coaching, training, and back in 2012, I just decided to take all of those things that I learned and put them into one company and to grow one company. And that's what I did. And Walking Through the Storm is the name is like a, you know, that vision of there are always storms in our life and we just got to keep going. So whether that storm is in business, you know, relationship, you know, whatever, with children, with parents, with everything, you know, it's like, hey, this is something else, you know, and it comes up and you just got to keep pressing through. I mean, and I know you know that, you know, that that's just the way it is. We just got to go. So that's the title, you know, or that's the name of the business came out of that concept. We just want to be able to empower and uplift people and just help them. See, I call it, we're going to help you see beyond the clouds one step at a time, you know. So that's
right.
What that's all about. Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah. And I know that for, you know, everything that you do, I mean, motivational speaking and author, entrepreneur, it's a lot. And I know that you're able to help people in so many different ways. Just can you share with us a little bit more about the Boys and Girls Club experience? A lot of people know about the Boys and Girls Club, and then again, a lot of people do not. But for the listening audience and people that are not familiar with the Boys and Girls Club, can you just educate them a little bit on that and how that program could help their children?
Oh, wow. Okay, that's such a great program. I originally started with the Boys and Girls Club when my kids were very small, and I always get involved with anything that I put my kids into, so that's pretty much how I came to get involved with it. But it really, it's really, to me, it's a safe environment, you know, because everybody looks out for one another. The people that work there, they really care. They're compassionate about children.
Right.
And, you know, because it's not about the money. It's about the kids, getting them that safe place. And they have a lot of activities, you know. So whether it's computers, teaching them how kids know more than adults on computers nowadays. But, you know, just teaching them how to do certain things on the computer, that whole, and also with the, what am I trying to say, the physical fit part of it, you know, so they have that going on. And it's just really a safe place where if you need some support or some help, or you're looking for some place for your kid to get involved in, I would highly recommend the Boys and Girls Club. I was affiliated with the one in Douglasville, but, you know, they all follow the same model, and that's just really taking a clear interest in the child. And they create leaders. So when the kid leaves, they come out really strong and have that sense of community. That's what I like about it.
Yeah. And, you know, I love the program, but, it's so hard to get into the Boys and Girls Club because a lot of people are very interested in the program and having their kids be a part of the program. So it's extremely hard to get them in the program. I wish it was a little bit easier, but it's extremely hard.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say about stuff is hard. It's worth it when they get in there.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I just want to say,
No, go ahead. What'd you say?
Yes. My sister on Periscope, TK, said, it's very, very hard. TK, I've been trying that program for like the last 3 years. Good luck. I lost interest because, and not to say I lost interest, but it's just extremely hard to get the kids into the program. And it's almost like you have to get up and stand in the line at 4 o'clock p.m. or 4 o'clock a.m. To wait until they open at 9. I'm just like, oh, my God, I don't have that kind of patience. So
yeah.
I had to do something a little bit different for my child. But if I was able to get into them.
Right. And I was going to say, and I guess it depends on which one you're trying to get into, you know,
right.
and when, because I was connected with it for such a long time to where, you know, when you have that spot, then you never lose it.
Right.
So, my kids had always been a part of that, and I don't know if you're just trying to get in there for the summer or what, and I know the summer programs fill up really fast with them, you know, so.
Right,
but,
and I tried both the summer as well as, you know, during the school year,
both
it's just hard.
Okay, so it's probably just your community is just over, it's they need to build more.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
They need to build more. That's it. You know, we have more kids, and that's an ongoing concern in our communities at large. Is that we need more activities for kids to participate in. You know, it's not like it was when I was coming up. There was we had rec centers that were open, and we had the churches that also did certain things. And there were always something to do, and there were more things that the local people did. You know, like the swim mobiles came down the neighborhood in the summertime, and the Playmobil. So there was just a lot
right.
more stuff for your kids to participate in than
I
now.
Agree.
You know,
I agree.
Oh yeah,
and I just want to say very quickly to everybody that's on Periscope, thank you so much for tuning in and joining us on today as I interview Ms. Wanda D. Hylas. Thank you so much for inviting your followers. Thank you for the hearts. I extremely love to see the hearts on the screen. So thank you so, so much. Know that Crystal Chanel loves and appreciates you very, very much. So, Wanda, let me ask you about different upcoming projects that you have coming up. Tell us about that.
Okay, well, the closest upcoming project is the rate we're doing a show this evening, and that show is going to be on Instinct Radio.
I'm super excited. I can't wait to listen.
So for those that don't have that app on their phone, then they can download that. You can also watch it from your computer. It streams
right.
live, not only just, you know, being heard, but you are going to be able to see us. And I took the month of June to celebrate men because it's Father's Day. So, that was our theme for this month. So we're going to have three remarkable men on there that are going to be sharing their stories and why they do what they do. We have just some great guests that's coming on the show. So that is will be at, 7 o'clock from 7 to 9 on Instinct
okay.
Radio.
Awesome.
That's one upcoming event. And also I will be
Before you move on to that, tell them how they can listen in to the show.
Right. So they can either go to www.instinctradio.net on their computer, or they can download the app onto their phones or either phone, iPhone or Android.
Okay.
Can download the Instinct Radio app.
Okay.
And when you do that, then you go right in once the show goes live. You also can call in and ask questions. You can text in also. This was a new feature that they just told me about. If you have a question and you want to text it, you can. I don't know how that's going to work because, girl, I can't be reading and looking and all that kind of stuff. I said, well, can
hilarious.
They still call in? They said, well, yeah, they can call in. I said, okay, because my folks need to call in because I ain't got time to be reading and finding my glasses and what's
Honey,
what
I know.
I'm like, no, I don't want to text. I don't want to read the text. I don't want to try to figure it out. But yeah, so they can do that. And that number for them to call in, let's see if I have that number. Yeah, that number is 478-569-6474.
You want to repeat it for me?
478-569-6474.
Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. So you guys...
I was going to say that's 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Awesome. So you guys, you're on the air and you're listening currently to Wanda D. Hylas. She's actually starting her show on Instinct Radio tonight, this evening, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you call in as well and support her there as well. She'll be interviewing different people tonight. Again, that number is 478-569-6474. Did I say that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome, awesome.
6474.
And just giving a shout out to my mom. Hey, Ma, I saw you just dialed in, so thanks for tuning with us on today. Wanted to say hi to my mama.
Hey, mama.
Okay, awesome, awesome. But anyway, Wanda, also tell the listening audience your contact information. How can they reach you on social media and Facebook and all this good stuff?
Okay, so I like for people to go to our website and check out our website. That's at www.wttsempowers.com. I'm also on Facebook under Wanda.D.Hollis. That's my personal page. And then there's our business page, Walking Through the Storm, LLC. I'm on Twitter as WTTS Empowers is on Twitter. That's our business page. The same name for Instagram, WTTS Empowers for Instagram. And those are the best media sources that we have. I'm also connected with YouTube. But the better way to reach us is, to me, it's like to go to the website, and then you can see all of the social media right there.
Awesome, awesome. Awesome, awesome. So, again, you guys make sure that you reach out to Wanda D. Hollis, connect with her on social media, you know, learn more about what she has to offer, different programs. And, Wanda, I can't wait for the next listening party. I really am very interested in participating with that and participating with you with the conference and things of that nature.
Right. Yes, it's so exciting. And actually, you know, you never know what's going to go on at the listening party because you never know all of the talent that's in the room. The last
That's right.
There that was a singer and she sung, oh my goodness, it was just so beautiful, you know. So it's like, you know, you get all of these little treats inside of a treat.
That's right. Okay. Is there a fee for the listening party?
No, there's not a fee. There's not a fee.
Okay.
There hasn't been a fee because I've been blessed to, we have, you know, hosts and they hosted and we just do, you know, that kind of like takes care of itself. And when I was in Detroit, my friend has a private lounge. We were there and that was pretty much, you know, you just pay for what you wanted, you know, but
okay.
Just to come to the event, it was totally free. We had over, it was like close to 100 people were there. It was just really, really nice. That event. And so, you know, that's the way it's been going, and I'll be in Montgomery on the 24th. I don't have the location. Well, I have the location, but I just don't know it. It hasn't been actually totally confirmed, but once it's confirmed, then it'll be on, you know, Facebook and all that kind of stuff. But that'll be at a kind of like a club environment as well, like a supper club, you know, not a wild party club, but a small, intimate club.
Okay. So let me ask you, have you already planned the date and time for the one for here in Atlanta?
No, we don't have that one. This one, we're going out of town. So, I mean, I'm open, and I always tell people, you know, you can always book a listening party. If you want to get, you know, 10, 15 friends over, I'm just so more than happy to come in, and, you know, we set up that whole environment for you, and it's very nice, you know.
Okay.
Always open for that.
And let's talk a little bit more, you know, off the air in regards to that. And maybe we can go ahead and just book one for Atlanta and possibly have it at Cat's Cafe or, you know, other locations and different locations that I'm able to book. So let's talk about that a little bit more.
Wonderful.
Okay. And you guys, just a quick announcement. I just want to actually invite you, if you're in Atlanta, Georgia, this coming Saturday, June the 11th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., I will be at Cat's Cafe. We will actually be having my Meet the Authors event for the children. The actual event, I was charging a $5 fee, but I'm going to open it up to allow the event to be free. So, if you're in Atlanta, Georgia, please join me on June the 11th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you guys. We're going to start on time, and would love for you guys to be there and meet the wonderful children authors as well as the adults. Tori Lynn, she is, of course, an adult, and her two daughters wrote books as well. So they're, I forgot their ages right at the moment, but I think they're like 6 and 7, if I'm not mistaken. But they're authors. I mean, so if you're interested, come out with your child, your children, enjoy yourselves from 5:30 to 7:30 at Cat's Cafe in Atlanta. And also, Wanda, on your show tonight, if you will just, give a little shout out in regards to an announcement in regards to that event, I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Just let them know that it's open up to the public and it's a free event, and we'll love to see them there from 5:30 to 7:30 at Cat's Cafe in Atlanta. And if you're available, of course, I want you to be there as well.
Yeah. I think I definitely will pass that on. I know I have a promotional service to do on the 11th. That's why I didn't hit the yes, I'm coming box.
That's all right. And I appreciate your support regardless. So definitely, if you can just make that announcement for me, I would greatly appreciate it. And very quickly, I'm just going to, we're actually counting down our time, but I'm going to take another quick commercial break. And then, Wanda, when we come back, I want you to just give the listening audience some encouraging words, and we're going to close the show out. We'll be right back.
Are you in the market for a complimentary facial treatment, lip treatment, or hand treatment? Then Crystal Chanel can help. If you would like to host a Mary Kay party, or you would just like to purchase something for yourself or someone else, maybe a friend or relative, please visit www.marykay.com/crystaljenkins or call 770-715-7949. That's 770-715-7949 to book your appointment or to place your order today. If your New Year's resolution was to get back in shape this year, well, Lifetime Fitness in Johns Creek can help. So be sure to get your results and call Adam at 678-722-5912 if you would like a free pass to the gym or would like to get information on how to join this awesome gym. And tell them the Crystal Chanel Show sent you. 11555 Johns Creek Parkway in Johns Creek, Georgia, 30097. GPS it and get your information today.
And I just want to say thank you so much to my wonderful, wonderful gym, Lifetime Fitness in Johns Creek, Georgia, for allowing the Crystal Chanel Show to be there. And, we do our show live at the Lifetime Fitness location. So I'm super excited and blessed for that. And also just want to say a thank you to my dear sister, Pam Cunningham, one of my sisters in Christ, but at the same time, met her on Facebook, never met her in person. But I just thank you and just God bless you, because she sponsors the Crystal Chanel Show pretty much every single month. And I'm very, very grateful for that. So I just want to give her a special shout out on this afternoon. And Wanda, just for the listening audience, we have about 3 more minutes, but please give them some words of encouragement. What do you want to leave them with on today?
Well, I just want to say to everybody that no matter where you are in your life, put yourself first. Put yourself in first and finding your joy.
That's it.
Your joy is the most important thing. I mean, getting your joy is so powerful. Being able to wake up and just know that you have that spirit of peace and happiness and to find your joy, and don't let anyone come between you and your joy. And I know that this has nothing to do with anything outside, This is all inside work. That's what I Am Enough Project is all about. It's all on the inside. It doesn't matter whether you lost your job, whether your pockets got lint in them. You know, it is an inside job to stay in that joy, because if we can find that joy, then we can repair anything. But when you have that sadness and you're in so much confusion, then nothing good comes from confusion but confusion. You know, so
right.
I just want to encourage everybody to just find your joy, hold on to it, and do the things that it takes to keep it. I meditate every day. I say affirmations. In the book, it's packed with, there's over 107 affirmations. There's over 50-something poems and short stories, and it's all connected to finding, it's okay to be sad, but you got to put a date on that sadness. You got to release it. You have to find that joy, that inner peace. You got to, in order to make it in life. You must. I mean, that to me, that's the success of love, of life, just finding that and holding on to it. So that's always the most important thing to stand on is your joy, your happiness, your self-love.
Awesome. Now, tell them very quickly, how can they purchase your book?
Go to the website, www.wttsempowers, that's empowers.com. Go right
awesome.
To the website, and you can get everything from there, plus there's some other little goodies and stuff you can find out about.
Okay, awesome. And also, you guys, again, just want to say thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. Thank you, Wanda D. Hollis, for joining me on today. Also, save the date for June 25th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Cat's Cafe. I will be presenting Crystal Chanel Presents HIV, The Real World. It's a free event. Make sure you tell your neighborhood, your sister, your mother, your father, your nieces, your nephews. I want everybody in the building with me on June 25th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Cat's Cafe in Atlanta, Georgia. We have to educate ourselves on HIV, and for Atlanta to be number 5 for HIV, we have to bring awareness to the community. So I want to see you there if you're in Atlanta, Georgia, if you want to come from Florida. Actually, my guest speaker is actually traveling from Miami, Florida. So definitely want to give a big shout out to her. You guys, thank you for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. And I'm going to sign off with Trust God by my girlfriend, Tamika Scotton.
Joy,
yeah,
good God, sweet.